Hi, this is Deborah. So I recently took part in a little investigative journalism. Okay, actually, I did some journaling about my life. But I set out with the intention of being an investigator in my own life to see if I could find evidence of life working in my favor. You know, I'm embarrassed to admit that I suffer at times from a severe lack of gratitude. I do. I mean, I've been known to do some grumbling about life being too hard, and from time to time I even catch myself languishing by the pool of, I'll be happy when. There, I said it. I'm not proud to admit it, but truth be told, I suffer from a broad range of other symptoms of the human condition too, but we'll save those for another day. So what this investigator did was I took pencil to paper, and it went back to October of 2007. 5 years is an arbitrary time frame. You could use any number you want. But for me, it's been in the past 5 years that I've experienced the particular series of difficult turns and painful experiences that have often landed me in the middle of some pretty lavish pity parties. I'm talking about pity parties so extravagant, I could probably even entice you to jump in there with me. But I digress. 5 years is a good number. Going back to the beginning of your life, at least for me, is just too overwhelming. And looking at only a year or so makes it really hard to see the patterns. So remember now, I set out on this mission to see if I could find evidence of life working in my favor. So I really went in looking for it. And boy, did I ever find it. As I wrote, and I'm telling you, once I got started, the words just poured out of me. Page after page after page of evidence revealed. People and opportunities and clients and friends, offers and jobs and relationships and, dare I say, blessings, filling every page. I not only found evidence of life working for me, I'm embarrassed but delighted to say that I found pages and pages of solid evidence to prove that the deck is actually unfairly stacked in my favor. I mean, everything that I wish for or grumble about not having on any given whiny or ungrateful day, I found that I had it, and I had it in spades. So, did this exercise make me feel better? Sure. Did it shift my perspective? Yeah. Would I recommend that all my clients do this exercise? Absolutely. It was a profoundly humbling experience, and one I plan to repeat anytime I find myself dipping my toe in certain pools, if you catch my drift. Now, it would be too simplistic to say it's all about perspective, even though it is. And it sounds awfully trite and cliche to say, be grateful for what you have because gratitude attracts more of the same. Yet, we all know that one's also true. But for me, it's more about the recognition that so much of what we say we want in order to finally be happy, we already have. It's our focus on what we think is missing that keeps us from fully seeing it, fully experiencing it, recognizing it, and enjoying it. So what is it that you want? Do you want love? Freedom? Is it companionship? Money? Health? Fulfillment? Success? Well, I dare you to try a little investigative journalism of your own. Take out several sheets of paper. Several. Believe me, you're going to need them. And go back in your mind to 5 years ago today. And reviewing the events of the past 5 years, ask yourself the question, where are the examples, or where's the evidence of life supporting me, of life helping me, showing up for me, working for me? I wager you're going to find a deck similarly stacked in your favor. Listen, there's nothing wrong with wanting more for your life. But approaching that drive for more from the perspective of recognizing what you already have is not only much more effective, it's way more fun. So what is it that you truly want? And what is it that you think will be possible for your life when you have that? And how important is that to you? And what would it be like to dedicate time each month to discovering the answers to questions like these? Well, that's what coaching's all about. And the good news is that that's what I do. My name is Deborah Barron. I'm a life and business coach in private practice, working with women who feel the pull of something bigger, something greater for their lives, helping them to step more fully into what they really came here to do in the world. And if you'd like to know more about me and what I do, you can visit my website, or better yet, send me an email at Deborah@DeborahBarron.net. Mention this podcast and let's schedule a free coaching session for you. I'd love to hear from you.